everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God loves you and he loves your people. He's thought of everything. And I'm here to tell you that he loves you. His return is soon. The rapture is close. I don't know when. I don't know the day or the hour. But I do know that it's close. And he wants his people to be with him. He wants everyone possible to go to heaven. In broadcast prior, I said that the Lord is not desperate. And the kingdom of God is a volunteer army. Everybody that go to heaven, they wanted to be there. And they wanted to be there on God's terms. And they were willing to lay their life down and let the world go. And some of you, you hate the world system in the first place. You hate the ways, the wicked ways of Satan. And you don't want his wicked ways in your life anywhere. And the Lord wants you to be saved. And he wants you to be with him. It's very important. Jesus died for you. He laid his own life down. He washed your sins away in his own blood. His body was broken that you may be healed. He gave you all authority over Satan and all of his kingdom. And you can find that in Luke chapter 10, Matthew chapter 18, 16, and Matthew chapter 18, and James chapter 4. He's given us authority to operate just like him. And I love God. God is good, folks. And to top it off, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Welcome the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. Put him first, because he has so much to say. Now, we're still dealing with end times. In this chapter, the Lord has been dealing with the parable of the tares and the wheat, or the parable of the tares of the field, how he's going to deal with tares. And the way people hear the word of God makes the difference. At the end of the day, if the word of God gets in your heart and you believe it and receive it and act on it, you get the promises in your life. And it can change the facts on the ground where you are. You believe on Jesus Christ, you get a brand new spirit. Your heart is made brand new. And if you fill it with the word of God, it's easy for you to cooperate with him and obey him and do his word. And enter into his plan. When you believe on Jesus, you're walking into God's plan. And if you cooperate with the Lord, his plan will be revealed in your life. And it's beautiful. He thought of everything, things you can't even think about. But most people trust their plan over God's plan. And they trust their planning over God's planning because they don't know him. And that's the main reason. And the enemy fights all day and all night, tooth and nail, to keep you from knowing the abundant love and mercy and grace and kindness and generosity of God. When you go to heaven, many people are going to say, Lord, why didn't you heal me? Or why didn't you give me money? Or why didn't you do this? And he's going to say, I did. You just didn't know it. And the word of God reveals all the gifts and promises that he's given us. But people harden their heart. And we're going to, the Lord put something on my heart today. And this happened to Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 42, Nebuchadnezzar was taking people captive to Babylon because of their idolatry, and they broke covenant with God and they served idols. And they didn't keep the covenants that Moses gave them. And you can't disobey God without consequence. That's not possible. If you disobey God long enough, you're going to have the consequences that go with it. And the wages of all sin is ultimately death. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 42, it reads, Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan, son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshea, and all the people of from the least even unto the greatest came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let we beseech thee, or let us beg you, or petition you, our supplication be accepted before you, and pray for us unto the Lord your God. Even for all this, remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord answers you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord your God shall send you to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, thus saith the Lord God, the God of Israel, to whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done to you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies to you, that you may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger or bread, and there will we dwell. That's where we're going to live. And now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. Even shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go up into Egypt to live there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, now watch this, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and cause and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more. The Lord said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. Now this is Jeremiah speaking. Verse 20, he said, for ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me to the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. They dissembled in their hearts, even before they asked Jeremiah to pray for them. Their heart was set to do something in opposition to what God had in mind for them. Okay, continuing. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Verse 21, and now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword and by famine and by pestilence in the place whither ye desire to go and sojourn and to live. Chapter 43. And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people all the words of the Lord after God. For which the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words. Then spake Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan, the son of Kariah, and all the proud men, saying to Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God has not sent you to us to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. But Barak, the son of Neriah, setteth thee on against us, for to deliver us into the land of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captive to Babylon. Now they're accusing Jeremiah. So Johanan, the sons of Kariah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people obeyed not the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan, the son of Kariah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations whither they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even the men and women and children and the king's daughters and every person that Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Barak the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tahpenes. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, take great stones in your hand, hide them in the clay in the brick hill, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tahpenes, in the sight of the men of Judah. Say to them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid. And he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he comes, he will smite the land of Egypt and deliver such as for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the God of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on his garment. And he shall go forth from thence in peace. He shall break also the images of Beth-Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. And it happened. See, the word of God is not mocked. The Lord warns, and he sends his prophets, he sends his preachers, he sends apostles to people to teach them and tell them and warn them so that they don't have to go into the destruction. But they dissembled in their heart, even though they asked for prayer. They had a made-up heart what they were going to do, and they did it. They even they took Jeremiah with them. So that's how Jeremiah ended up in Egypt with them. And Jeremiah, the Lord told him to stack some stones at the brick hill in Tophanes. And he said, this is where Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and set his throne. Now, there was no internet. There was no cell phones. Nebuchadnezzar had no natural communication with Jeremiah. But the day came when Nebuchadnezzar came to town, and that's where he decided to put his throne. That's where he began his judgment in Tophanes. And he judged Egypt. He destroyed their gods, their libraries, everything that he did the handiwork of God, because God was in, he was judging rebellion. And those people who captured Jeremiah, they died. And some of them went into captivity. And when they got in captivity in Babylon, they told what happened. And all the words of Jeremiah came to pass. None of them failed. Every last one of them. And all the people that hardened their heart, they lost out. Don't lose out. God is going to give tares over to their own determination. They made up their heart. They're not going to do what the Word of God say do. They're going to do what these lukewarm preachers told them they could do. They're going to try to blend the world with the church. They're going to do what they want to do. Men are going to marry men. Women are going to marry women. They're going to fornicate. They're going to commit adultery. They still say they're going to heaven. And some of them even try to preach in that condition. It's not going to work. God is going to give tares over to their own determination and bind them in bundles to be burned. But when people hear the Word of God, they come out of all that. And they get to live forever. These same people could have, if they had stayed in Jerusalem, now it would have taken faith because they saw the destruction that the Babylonians did. They didn't believe that God was in control. They believed Nebuchadnezzar was in control. And the Lord said, if you stay here, you'll get to live in this land, and they're going to allow you to live in this land. And they're not going to bother you. And you're going to live and die here in peace. In peace. They didn't even have to do any work. All they had to do is operate by their faith. See, your faith is a definer. Your faith enables you to receive the promises and handiwork of God right now, right here, and change the facts on the ground where you are. Right here, right now, and change the facts on the ground where you are. If you're in faith, if you're obeying God, why would I obey God? Because he said so. If you do anything that he said do, expect the best. Expect the promises. All that authority I was talking about having authority over Satan, it applies to those who are first subject to God. And that's in James chapter 4. He said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. It didn't say try to resist the devil and live how you want to, because it won't work. It didn't say just submit to God and the devil will go away. It said submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Learn to operate in the kingdom. See, we're not just kings, we're also priests. You can represent God to your children. You can represent your children's case to God. You can pray for your house. If you live in a bad neighborhood, there's gang activity, you want to move, you don't have the money to, you're renting and you don't have any hope of leaving there, you got to be there. You can pray and God will protect your children. The angels that are already around them will be activated. The angels that are already protecting your home will be activated. And every family has angels that watch over their family. But because people choose to live any kind of way, the angels that are there to protect them are not activated. You can lay hands on your children and ask the Lord to protect them all day, wherever they go. And the Lord will be right there with them. Whatever happened, they will be fine. I'm not preaching something that I heard about. This is how I live. I don't take anything for granted. Yeah, but you're a preacher. You love God. God love you. I tell Satan what he's not going to do to my family. I often pray over my family. If not daily, many times a week, I thank God for the safety of all of my children. My house, and then my father's house, all of my sisters and their children. My wife, her mother, and all of her children. I pray for my people, even my friends. Now, I don't have authority in their home, but I can pray for whoever I want to. And if the Lord alert me to pray in the Holy Spirit, to pray in tongues, I pray in tongues until I feel that note of praise where I know I won. And that was a friend of mine. He was living in the balance. He did a lot of things that he shouldn't have done. And One night the Lord woke me up and I was praying in the Holy Spirit. And I prayed till I started laughing. And I knew I had won. I got up, drank some water, went to the restroom, went back to sleep. And then I dreamt that he was in paradise. And instead of being in the hospital where he was, the scene was at the break room at work. And he was playing and laughing like we and joking like we do at work. I said, man, you're supposed to be in the hospital. You're here at work. And he looked healthy again. And then I saw him on the road of life. I saw people from every generation on that road in heaven. But I didn't realize it was heaven. And I woke up. I went to work. And then Roger came and said, you know, last night, Lucky passed. I said, what? And then I thought about the dream. And it shocked all of us. We didn't expect that. And another guy came up and had the same kind of dream I had, and I knew it was God. So what I'm saying is we have authority, and God recognizes our prayers, and the Holy Spirit will help you pray for people so that he can do something about it. He loves us. But you're going to have to trust and receive his counsel and not be like the men of Judah in Jeremiah. They came to the prophet with false pretense. If you repent and say, okay, well, Lord, well, preacher, I want to do the will of God at this point. I done done everything my way and I'm not satisfied. And I really want to do this. Okay, start studying the word in faith. Don't study the word as a judge. Like, I'm going to see if this is right. And you judge whether it's right or wrong. Just whatever you read, believe it. Receive it. And act on it. One psalm said, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is how you taste and see. When you study the word, Don't read it with speculation. Just read it. Just let it say what it's saying and minister to you. Just believe it. Give it a chance to work. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't understand the word when I read it. Read it as a student. Look at God for who he is. Consider the fact that the word of God just might be exactly God's word. And this is how he may be as a person. Notice how he loves everybody and how he has a plan for all things to cure all problems. Notice his warning. Notice his truth and the truth of his warning. And what happens when people change their will to disobey? They have all the problems he said they'd have. And it's not God's fault. The worst conditions on this earth, it's not God's fault. That's a result of the fall. And most people, they yield their life to happenstance. They hope that their children don't get shot at school. And when they get killed, they feel the pain of it. And they wonder why God allowed it. I wonder why didn't they receive God's word and believe God's word and pray for their people. I'll tell you why. Because of bad teaching and poor examples. Wrong teaching, bad teaching, and poor examples. If there were more preachers that would do what God said do and do his word and take that place and teach right and stop trying to cater to people, there would be more people alive. But people don't want to hear the word too much. They're trying to figure out the easiest way to live. And that's not going to work. Doing God's word is work. Now, last broadcast, we talked about how people judge by performance. But God judges the heart. He's looking at the heart. Sometimes Christian people don't do the wisest thing. Sometimes, just like a man that he's aching, his fever's up. He's eating wrong. He's eating too much salt, drinking too much wine, and he won't go to the doctor. Now, We all know that his health is poor and he might end up dead or in a coma. And when he get bad enough, somebody say, well, you need to go to the doctor. And he say, you're right, I better go to the doctor. When he get to the point he think he gonna die, he'll go on and go to the doctor. All right? When your life is bad and you're struggling and you're having all kind of trouble, that's when you go to the hospital called the church. And hear what God has to say and gets people to pray for you and help you out. There are many full-time pastors that would love to sit down and chat with you a while. God got a network of people out there, just like there's hospitals out there for people who get sick. But you got to go. And even if you do go to the hospital, you got to take your medicine and eat right with it and do what the man said do. It's no different in the spirit. Now, God love you. Even if you come to God in a bad condition, he will not turn you away. He will save you. But if you want to live, you're going to have to change some things. And if you didn't have an enemy out there trying to kill you and destroy everything you got and work for, then you could probably get away with not studying. You're going to have to study to and endeavor to learn to build your life. You're going to also have to study and learn and endeavor to protect your life. And then you're going to have to gird up your heart, build up your heart so that you won't desire the wrong things. And you have to do this until you got enough to stand. And going to church is for a reason. If you go there and don't try to learn, it's not going to work for you. If you go to the hospital and don't do what the doctors say, that's not going to work either. But God's love is not based on how much you go to church and how much you do his word. I mean, how much you study his word. But to protect your life, you're going to have to. God loves you no matter what. He truly do. But if you're going to be wise, the wisdom is for you. God is already wise. Your wisdom is not doing God. He's going to be fine whether you're wise or foolish. But if you be wise, you can promote the kingdom of God. And people you love will be ministered to by the way you live, by the light of the word. So studying the word of God in reverence, not as a judge, not trying to find what you can get away with. We all need to distance ourselves from the thing that killed, that will cause our life to perish. We need to distance ourselves and reject the things that kill us. And God said what would do it. Don't steal, don't commit adultery, fornication, homosexuality. Leave all that alone and don't steal. Now you won't be saved because you quit doing that. You'll be saved because you believe on Jesus. And you'll stay saved if you leave the world alone. Because the enemy will trap you and you'll be right back where you started from in his kingdom. And he'll be running your life like he always did.